Peter O'Neill, Fine Biometrics, here at the GSMA Innovation Center City with David Pollington, talking about this year's GSMA. And David, what is your title with the GSMA?
So I'm the head of the services. I work predominantly in the technology department, but I lead both the product evolution and technology architecture for Mobile Connect, our digital identity initiative.
Wonderful. Now, the GSMA announced the results of a new study on Monday, forecasting that by the end of this year, there will be over 5 billion mobile subscribers worldwide. What is driving this mobile subscription growth, and what are some of the challenges as you see more and more connectors? And do you think that identity technology has a role to play in the future?
Absolutely. It's going to be very important as more devices are connected, especially as we start moving into a world of IoT, where each individual will have a multitude of different devices that they personally own and associated with their identity. To be able to manage those devices, to manage their identity, and to be able to safely transact online. So we're going to see more devices being connected. We're going to see the importance of identity in basically bringing all those devices together under a single owner.
And speaking of identity technology, I've been coming to Mobile World Congress for a few years now, and every year biometric technology is becoming more prominent. Why do you think biometrics has found such a strong platform at Mobile World Congress, and do you expect biometrics to continue to grow in the coming years?
Absolutely. It all comes down to this trade-off between security and convenience. So we all know that from a consumer's perspective, they need something which is easy to use. We need to move away from the username and password paradigm. The average user now probably has 50, if not 100 different websites that they need to authenticate themselves to. So having separate passwords is just too onerous for the user. So having the use of a biometric is a very simple and easy way for them to authenticate. And we're seeing an expansion. There was a lot of interest over the past few years around fingerprint sensors, but now we're seeing facial recognition as becoming one of the interesting areas that everyone is now pursuing.
You know, we're also seeing voice technology, behavioral biometrics is starting to come into play. It seems to be expanding across all modalities. Now, the GSMA Mobile Connect is growing in influence as an authentication solution as well. And when we spoke last year, you were growing, and I think there were 2 billion potential users. We're experiencing tremendous growth, both in biometrics and in mobility. And Mobile Connect is entering new markets, I think Canada, Latin America. Can you give us an update, please?
Absolutely. So within the last 12 months, we've expanded the addressable base from 2 billion to 3 billion. We now have 51 mobile operators that have deployed the service across, I think it's something like 20 or 30 markets. We have about 60 million registered users, and we have 16 million monthly active. And this is really now starting to sort of hit the bottom of the hockey stick.
Is this in keeping with your projections, or is this growing faster than you'd anticipated?
Interestingly, when the service is available to users, we actually see the take-up is very rapid. A good example is Turkcell in Turkey, where they implemented Mobile Connect for use with their own self-care portal. And they found that without hardly doing any marketing at all, just through word of mouth, people started preferring to use Mobile Connect. It was much more intuitive and easy for them to use. And the take-up was very rapid.
Wonderful. GSMA is expanding as well. I spoke at Mobile World Connect in Shanghai last summer, and you've recently announced your Mobile 360 schedule for 2017. Looking ahead to this year's first ever Mobile World Congress Americas, what can we expect to see there?
That's a very good question. I'm not qualified to answer that question, but I'm sure we'll be able to get you some answers.
Okay.
But, you know, I can imagine that there'll be a lot of innovation, a lot of technology innovation. It's being, you know, in the Bay Area. It should be a very exciting show.
Great. And Mobile World Congress always sets the stage for the rest of the year in terms of exciting mobile technologies that will be dominating the conversation. This year, I'm hearing a ton of buzz about 5G. Which is still a few years away from commercial development. Do you agree that this is an important year for laying the foundation ideas for the future of 5G?
Yeah, absolutely. So, and 5G is grown to be both an advancement in terms of the network technology that increases bandwidth and reduces latency, but also, you know, as some of the keynote speakers were discussing yesterday, it's about raising the network to a different level in terms of intelligence that's used within the network to provide a more intuitive experience to users. So I think this introduction of intelligence is going to be one of the key facets as we go forward.
Well, and isn't 5G also necessary to the both the speed and just the amount of information that can travel for things like autonomous vehicles, IoT, with the mountain of connected devices that we're going to have? 5G is critical for all that, isn't it?
It is. It is. And, you know, to your point, it's not just about the network infrastructure. It's about now being able to accommodate this, you know, massive expansion in the number of devices being connected to the network. These devices will all have different characteristics in the way that they're being used. Some will be low power and sensor-based applications. Some will be high bandwidth, you know, high definition video. It's all about being able to accommodate that full breadth of different use cases.
Now, Innovation City always has some of the groundbreaking technologies. What's exciting you this year at the show here?
I wish I'd had more time to look around and actually if I see some of these innovations. No, like, there's obviously a continuation around virtual reality. There's a lot of interest around virtual reality. Mm-hmm. There's, as I said before, there's a lot of interest around intelligence, artificial intelligence, making services more intuitive, making networks better able to adapt using you know, software-defined radios and network virtualization to provide, again, you know, better services and better capabilities. So I think intelligence is the buzzword for me this year.
I couldn't agree more. Well, David, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us, and have a great next couple of days.
You're very welcome.